I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Shoeless Joe author W.P. Kinsella discusses Butterfly Winter, his latest novel set in baseball. But first, fantasy sports are about to become real in Atlantic City, at least. New Jersey gaming officials announced this week that gamblers will soon be able to wager non-fantasy money on daily fantasy teams. John Brennan covers New Jersey sports business and gaming for The Record. John, I'm familiar with old-fashioned rotisserie baseball, but how does daily fantasy gaming work?
It was a 2006 federal law that clarified that fantasy sports are legal, the idea being that it's a game of skill. But ironically, they were really thinking of season-long ones like rotisserie baseball or fantasy football is even more popular now. But this would be a daily game for the most part where you would be able to choose four or five players in a particular sport, and that evening, whoever had the most productive performances, you might win a tournament out of 20 or 50 or 100 people. The new law, what it does is it allows you to go directly to the casino window and cash out and take your money there, which is always that big thrill of the gambler.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also trying to add Vegas-style sports gambling. That move is currently held up in federal appeals court. Are there any worries that fantasy gaming will be similarly challenged?
There's a little bit of worry, but the pro sports leagues and the NCAA, who actually sued New Jersey to stop sports betting, are in a little bit of a box because they offer fantasy sports games, even daily fantasy sports games, on their websites, so they've endorsed them. Hmm. And what they said in the court case in New Jersey was that, well, it's no more gambling than playing Monopoly to being a real estate investor. One is just you're pretending to be this mogul, and the other one you're actually doing the operation. So they're going to be hard-pressed to try and protest against Atlantic City offering daily fantasy games when they offer them themselves.
By the end of the year, New Jersey also plans to offer online poker and in-room gaming. Governor Christie has said the additions are necessary as the state recovers from Sandy, but Atlantic City was already in decline before the storm hit, right?
Yes, since 2006, they've lost about 40% of their business, mainly from Pennsylvania and New York operating casinos or racinos, racetracks near New Jersey borders. And also then the 2008 economic collapse actually hurt as well. So like the in-room gaming has just started last month at the Borgata. You can play online poker in your hotel room in the casino while you're waiting for your spouse to get ready for dinner. And then you can actually gamble anywhere on the grounds with your smartphone if you wanted. Like if you were in a restaurant and you had reservations and you had to wait 20 minutes, you could play a few rounds of online poker, you know, on there. The online poker and other casino games electronically, though, will be anywhere in the state, so that now anyone can be at home in their bedroom relaxing and they can play the online games. That will probably come about sometime near the end of the year. New Jersey is racing Nevada and Delaware to be the first state in the country to do it.
The announcement came too late to attract the gamblers currently crowding the casinos in Las Vegas for March Madness, and the system won't be in place for baseball's opening day either. When will casinos first get a chance to see if this idea really appeals to gamblers?
April 22nd is the launch date, so I don't know if it's going to be a huge hit right away. I think what you will have, I think, are some people who are there anyway initially who are saying, oh, great, I'll throw that into the mix, too. I'm going to play blackjack for a while, and I'll sign up with these players, and I'll check back later and see how they did. So it'll be seen as sort of an extra option for gamblers, but I think it may take a while, probably until football season, where they can really launch programs that are designed to specifically get people for the fantasy games and not just for the regular table games and slot machines they already have.
John Brennan covers Atlantic City casinos and sports business for The Record. John, thank you very much for joining me.
All right, thank you.